Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I have no idea what that song is, but it sounds like something to do with... Oh, there it is. That was an interesting flourish there. I wasn't familiar with. Welcome back, 7-Till. It's Memorial Day in the United States of America. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's all about Memorial Day, celebrating the lives of those who paid the last full measure, the ultimate price, so that you and I can grill and visit and laugh. And even so, some Americans can have no idea about what's happening and why they're off today. Bob Dillon-Schneider is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Dillon-Schneider Group. DillonSchneiderGroup.com, is that right, Bob?
It is, Jim. That's what it is, yeah.
So check that out, folks. And he's the author of many books, including Power and Influence, and I'm sure he's got some more coming out soon. Bob, when you hear the word patriotism, what does that mean to you?
Patriotism means standing up for your fellow man. Standing up for your country, standing up for those four freedoms, freedom from want, freedom from need, freedom of speech. It really means I'm going to stick up and represent the United States. I'm going to represent my colleagues in the United States, my fellow citizens in the United States, and do the right thing.
People you don't even know.
That's correct.
Agape.
People you don't even know.
Yeah. You know...
The farmer in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him. But I want to give him a chance. I'm going to support the small businessman in North Carolina. I don't know him, but I want him to be successful.
And you said, and you're using the first person there, even though you're not in the military, you don't wear the uniform now. But although I think you did at one time, as I remember. But do you consider yourself to be patriotic now? I mean, isn't that what makes America? What it is that whether we wear the uniform now or ever have, but maybe we don't now. Regardless, we feel patriotic. We have the capability of feeling agape.
There's no question about that. That's a great Greek word, but there's no question about it. We should feel patriotic. Look at the benefits that patriotism has given all of us. The fact we can speak at a town meeting, and the fact that we can. Have a business we want.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we can constructively criticize one another. I mean, these are wonderful things. They don't have it in other countries. We have it here.
That's right.
Why everybody wants to come here.
Well, and when I think of patriotism, I think of a feeling of something greater than yourself. It's connect in America. We connect it to many things. Many people connect it to a spiritual thing. They connect their feelings for their country and for this ideal. They connect that to a spiritual nature. They connect it to God. They kind of mush it all together. You know, I love what is attributed to Napoleon, who is alleged to have said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. That's what we're talking about, isn't it, today?
That's exactly right, but it's what that colored ribbon stands for.
Right.
And it's the pride, it's the standing up straighter, it's feeling more, it's feeling important about what we have. Those are the kind of things that filter into patriotism.
Have you seen the video where the veteran has come upon a man who's begging, who's wearing a uniform? It's obvious to this veteran that this uniform is contrived. It's not even close to being accurate. And he walks up to the guy and says, "What unit were you in? Tell me where you served." And the guy, of course, the guy was a fake. And he was running this guy down the street, and people are videoing him. He said, "You're defiling my uniform. Get out of that." Remember, have you seen that video?
I haven't seen it, but I can sure understand.
Isn't that great? I mean, this man has been out of uniform who knows how long, but still, he doesn't want anybody. I mean, and we see people behaving that way when they see someone defiling the flag. That's a form of patriotism, isn't it?
I cannot imagine why someone would defile the flag. I just can't imagine it. But it happens in other countries.
Well, and yet, Bob, those people who died fought for the right for people to feel that way.
Exactly.
And that's what's unique about America.
It's unique. It's a special Isn't place. It? No question.
Yeah.
Hey, we Bob. Stand up for our country.
Last thoughts.
My last thoughts, Jim, are everybody on Memorial Day should feel especially blessed by the fact that we live in this great country, and it's got enormous benefits for all of us, and we should all reach out to our fellow man and do whatever we can to help them.
The wisdom of Bob Dylan Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, is very valuable around here. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Happy Memorial Day to you and yours.
Thank you.
Bob Dylan Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. It's Memorial Day in America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.